in 1941, December 7th.
Yes.
You were nine years old. Do you remember that day?
Yes, I do. I can remember hearing President Roosevelt give "This Day Will Live in Infamy" or some speech. We had a big old radio, and we lived over there on Lenox. And I can remember hearing that. It was scary to me. It was scary. I do remember it, yes.
Anybody in your family affected by it?
My older brother, as soon as he could, he joined the Navy.
As a result of...
Yes, as a result of that.
Right. Diane, your background a little bit, where you grew up.
I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. I was born in Capac, Michigan, which is a very small town up in the Thumb area. My folks actually lived in Detroit. My mother went up there because her sister was up there. I went to school in Canada for a couple years at St. Mary's, a private school, because my mother and father both worked, and I was an only child. So I went there for a couple years. Then came back to Detroit and went to public school most of the time in Detroit.
Bob, when you dropped out of high school in the junior year, 11th grade, you would have been 16?
17.
Then you went to work?
I found a job on the way home from school. When I quit school, I stopped at a gas station that was up on the corner of the block, and I got a job pumping gas and greasing cars. And
because you had experience from your father's service station.
Well, no, I pumped gas for a long time. I learned how to do some of that there. I worked in a gas station before my dad did, really. I just worked there. Colts Standard Service was the name of it. Colts, C-O-L-T-S.
Do you remember what your parents said when you said you had quit school?
They weren't very happy about it, but Dad accepted it. He hadn't had much of an education either.
And your mother had high school?
I believe so. I believe she did, yes. My older sister did, and of course my older brother, I don't think he did. He may have finished, I don't know, later on, but he had his troubles.
You worked at that gas station then for a long period of time?
I don't think it was maybe a couple of years. Probably until I went into the service.
When did you go into the Navy?
I went in 1951.
How old were you then?
19.
Why did you go into the Navy?
My brother was a radioman in the Navy during the Second World War. And I went in the Navy because I was going to be drafted into the Army. And I wanted to follow my brother, and I said, I'll join the Navy rather than go in the Army. Mm-hmm. So I joined the Navy in 1951. I believe it was in December. At that time, you were obligated for 8 years. I did 4 years active, and the other 4 years were inactive reserve, is what they called it. You were subject to call. And before that expired, I joined the Coast Guard.
When you were young, what did you think life would be like? When you got older, did you have any hopes, dreams then?
No, I can't think of, I don't know, it was just day to day when I was growing up.
What did you enjoy doing, playing, fun?
I played baseball. I liked baseball. I did a lot of bowling. I had a pretty good bowling average, and that's something I did with my father. It was one of the few things, other than work with my father, one of the few things I did with him, I bowled on a bowling team with him. Growing up, I worked in a bowling alley. I'd set pins. That's back before they had the automatic racks. Mm-hmm. You'd sit back there in a pit, and the ball would knock the pins down, and you'd jump up, and you'd send the ball back and put the pins into a rack. And then the second ball, you sent the ball back, and you lowered the rack, and it would set the pins. I got so I could do two alleys back and forth, and you got paid like 10 cents a line. The manager would keep track of how many lines the people bowled on those alleys that you were setting. You'd get paid according to that.
If you were managing two alleys, that was...
You made twice as much money,
Yeah. Was that when you were 16, 17 in there?
Somewhere in there, probably. Yeah. Maybe even start a little bit younger than that.
Was it Korea that drove you into the military?
Yes, it was. I joined the Navy just to follow my brother's path when he was in the Navy in the Second World War, rather than to be drafted into the Army.
How old are you then when you joined?
I believe I was 19.
You haven't met Diane yet.
Yes, I did.
We met in 1949.
Yes.
We lived in the same neighborhood. I met him at a friend's, somebody that both of us knew. I went over there, and Bob was there, and that's when I met him.
Yeah.
At somebody's house?
At somebody's house, uh-huh. Yeah.
What's the age difference here?
2.5 years. He's 2.5 years older than me. I was 14.
And you were
17.
17. So you've known each other since you were 14 years old.
Yes, oh, yeah. Sir.
It's interesting, at that age, did you date? Did you go out?
Oh.
No, we couldn't afford to go out. I used to go over to their neighborhood, and we'd meet over in front of a drugstore, usually, and go walking.
He'd have a cup of coffee, which was a dime at that time.
Yeah, or something.
And I didn't drink coffee, so I'd have a glass of water, because I didn't drink soft drinks either.
And this, again, about the year?
1949.
And this was in Detroit?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Were you close to downtown Detroit?
No.
No.
Did you ever go downtown Detroit?
Oh, yeah. You'd take the streetcar down.
Were there stores, big department stores?
Oh, big department stores. J.L. Hudson Company,
yes.
Which was a big department store.
Crowded.
Especially at Christmas. They had these windows where they would put animated people or things in the windows, and they were known at that time all over. When the movie theaters were downtown, though we didn't go to the movie there. And the ballpark was down there when you could get in for, what, $1.50 or $2, Bob? Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about the Detroit Tigers?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Did you go to those games when you could?
We did.
Yeah.
But when we were dating before he went in the service, we didn't have money won.
No.
Were you anti-Yankees then, the New York Yankees?
I don't think so.
I don't think I was anti-anything, really.
You know, there was no television. The games were on radio if you happened to listen to them. We got to go to the game so seldom. It just wasn't the same as what it is now.
No. Do you remember the name of the play-by-play announcer on the radio?
My mother worked for a man by the name of Van Patrick, who did that for Detroit. And he did it for the Lions as well. My mother worked for the radio station there that he worked for the newspaper.
Well, he was a famous name for a long time there, wasn't he?
Uh-huh.
And the Lions were the football team for Detroit. Yeah.
And the newspaper was the Detroit Free
News.
Press.
News was the big one, and then the Free Press. And the Times at one time, but it didn't last too long.
I delivered the Detroit News for a while.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had a route.
You were a worker, weren't you? I mean, you felt you needed to be working.
Yeah.
I mean, you had many jobs.
It didn't seem to me like it was a lot.
It was just the thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you remember movie stars that you saw in the theaters?
Oh, yeah.
Alan Ladd.
Yeah. But we could not go see Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because at the end they said, damn. What? You couldn't
Frankly, my dear, don't give a damn.
Yeah,
we couldn't go until you were 18.
Yep.
At that time. So this wasn't a parental thing.
No, it was
the movie.
Yep.
It was rated.
Ratings, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that something?
But, you know, Clark Gable and Cary Grant and all of them were movie stars, and Barbara Stanwyck. A lot of musicals at that time. A lot of horror movies, too. Not like what they are now, but Frankenstein and the Wolfman and things like that. You could go on a Sunday afternoon for 50 cents and see three movies.
Was that part of your dating?
Yeah, well, we went at night. There was that one down by us. Bob, what was the name of that one theater where you could get in for something like a quarter?
Lakewood?
Lakewood, yeah. Right. You'd get in for a quarter. You could go any time. Now you have to go when the movie starts, but there you could go any time. And if you came in the middle, you just stayed until the point where you came in.
The Cinderella was a main movie theater around there.
A little bit more expensive.
It was more expensive, so we didn't go there very often.
And the Times. Wasn't there a Times theater?
Yes, Times Theater.